Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1169. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we were in middle of talk. We're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinai Makom. We were talking about a sukkah. So we started talking about a reference to a sukkah which is totally detached from the house, right? That it will be a question of that it would be Shinai Makom. The question arises as to how far. Before we continue, let me just say over that it's in shear number 321, and the writing is shear number 321. Okay, so the question arises as to how far away from the house does it actually have to be in order to be considered a separate domain, right? Is it like right next to the house? It'd have to be far away from the house. Like, what are we talking about in reference to when we say it's detached from the house? So lemaisa, the various different shitas as to how far away, but some of the sfarim bring down. We'll quote some of the Maimon Kamis afterwards. But if the sukkah is even a little bit of a distance from the house, even as much as someone will say even more than three tefachim, which is very interesting, even more just more than three tefachim, which is a very small amount of space, right? Whereby there's enough small space in between for sort of like, if you want to call it, when the sfarim brings down air to go through, but it's three tefachim. Whereby it's detached far away from the house in that amount of space, and there's enough air in the yard that will be able to pass through because of that space that's there. So even that small amount in between, according to some place, would make the sukkah far away enough, which is not too far, right, that it would be a question of Shinai Makom, and the halachas of Shinai Makom would apply. So now in the case above number one, if we're able to see the place, right, many times you could see the sukkah from the kitchen, for example, or where you made the bracha inside the house, or you could see in the sukkah, you could see inside, something along those lines, even though it might be a little bit far away from the house. In other words, even though it might be detached from the house, not attached to the house. So in the above case, if one is able to see the original location from the new location where they are, whether it's in the sukkah or in the house, whichever one it might be, so then we would say that but the Eved, no new bracha would be needed. Again, as we've spoken about many times in the past, when we're dealing with a question of seeing the place, even into a house itself, even from outside, even without a sukkah, it's a machlekes as to the Roya Makoime helps. And we said that it was a machlekes. Fita Mishabura, it's mashmat. He didn't like the whole idea of seeing inside. If I remember correctly, offhand, the Shulchan Aruch Rav did say it was okay. So it was a valid machlekes, and no new bracha would be made. But the Eved, lechatchila, one should be careful not to, even if one could actually see the place, right, not to start changing places in a case in time whereby the sukkah is actually detached. And of course, we're talking about a time and place where they did not wash. If one washed, so that's not the issue. If you wash, even if you're going in and out of the house to go get something, whatever, so then that's fine, right? Or if it's even somebody ate mezonos, even shivas aminim, right? So those cases, one would be... even if one goes into the house, it would be b'dievet for sure, not a problem by shivas aminim and the other things which we just mentioned. But when you're dealing with shahakal, and who adam o'ed, somebody sits down to eat a little bit of ice cream in the sukkah, something along those lines. It's sitting and eating an apple, drinking a coffee, these type of things, and then they did not wash, and then they want to go in the house. Then they're running into a problem, and definitely if you cannot see the place, it's definitely a problem, right? And in a case in time where we're talking about detaching, even up to where as much as three tefachim away from the house. Now, the cases, like we've said, we spoke about last year also, if somebody's, as many times people eat in the sukkah and there are people together in the sukkah, right? So in that case also will not be a problem if the people, they are still eating in the sukkah when he comes back. In other words, the same thing would apply if one is eating in the sukkah, they didn't wash, of course, right, with other people, and one of the participants had to go back into the house for whatever the reason was. When they came back, so then the other ones, or either one or more of the participants, are still eating, right, or drinking in that case, in when they started out together, so then no bracha would be needed also, as we've spoken about in the past, as hiniach miksas chaverim, leaving over some friends, in the sukkah. Now, if the sukkah is on a balcony or a porch, then we did talk about also, according to the various poskim, some say that it has a din of another room, right? So according to those poskim that mentioned that whereby one's balcony or porch is like another room, right? Without the roof, obviously, we're talking about just an open, regular open porch, and I mean, gated off, whatever the case is, right? So if it has a din, according to those poskim, that's another room in the house, then going from the house to the sukkah, right, whereby it's not connected to the house, would also have a din of another room, even though it's, you'll say it's more than three tefachim away, but it's on the porch. It's on the porch when one goes outside, on the balcony, or so on, right, according to those poskim. So that would also not be a problem. Of course, these are all b'diyeved, l'chatchila, one should be careful, as much as possible not to do it, or if it has a din of another house, like according to those poskim, another room, according to those poskim that hold a porch or a balcony is another room, so then they should try l'chatchila to have a mind, like going from room to room. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.
Hello again to everybody. Just wanted to give the Maim Akaris. I forgot to give it in the shir itself. So Lemaisa Rav Weisfeld in his Sefer Halachas of Brachas, page 40. And in the Halachas of Brachas, Rabadna brings it down on page 139. Those are the Maim Akaris of today's shir. Thank you again. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.